I'm delighted now to welcome Ron Bloomberg, Debriana Mancini, and Michelle Schneider. They are all involved with Seriously Funny, which is both a radio show that airs here on KSFR and an event which is happening this coming Tuesday, the 13th of July at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Thank you.
So, Seriously Funny, we are having, and I'm actually going to be involved with it too, but all of you particularly are going to be involved in something which looks like great fun, which is a live recording of an episode of Seriously Funny at the Santa Fe Playhouse on Tuesday night. What's involved with doing something live as opposed to in the control room?
We'll find out. Actually, the station came up with the idea that perhaps we should try doing it in front of a live audience, kind of like old-time radio, kind of like Benny did and Fred Allen and so forth. So we're going to give it a shot at the Santa Fe Playhouse. And, you know, it only seats 99. They only have 99 seats. So those of you who want to support KSFR and see, I think, a very exciting, fun evening, should call the station and order tickets.
428-1379.
Yeah.
So Seriously Funny, tell us about some of the characters. What are the characters that the two of you play?
I play Mona. She's kind of a neurotic, dark, ridiculous, funny character. She's been, you know, jilted by men, as you might imagine. But she also stalks them. She's a lovely person.
I can't imagine why she's been jilted.
Well, she's got a, you know, kind of an edge to her, a little dark, but she's fun. I love her, you know, and as I should. I'm her.
You are her. Before we get into Michelle's part, let me just say we're putting a new wrinkle in this one. By the way, this will be the fifth episode of Seriously Funny, and we're happy that it's been received so well. In this fifth one, we're doing a show within a show. We've come up with an idea to do a parody of The Real Housewives of New Jersey and The Real Housewives of New York. We're doing The Real Housewives of Santa Fe.
Uh-oh.
And Michelle will be playing one of the Real Housewives. And you can tell her about that.
Yes, I'm Rosalind. I am a Jewish woman from New York who moved here to Santa Fe, whose husband worked for Goldman Sachs. And now enjoying the good life here in our fine little city. It's a real stretch for me.
Why? Because you were born in...
Because I'm Jewish from New York and my husband's in finance, but not Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
So the episodes on Seriously Funny, do you have to have heard the early ones in order to know what's going on?
It would help, but we do a recap before each show so that we bring them up to speed. And by the way, during this week there'll be a best of Seriously Funny that will run. So the audience is kind of hipped as to what's happening.
So, Ron Bloomberg, you just can't stay away from comedy writing.
It may be tragedy for all I know, but yes. it's my childhood. What can I tell you? It was, that's what happened. I think I told you that once. Terrible childhood.
Tell us again.
Well, do you have about an hour and a half?
No, we've got about 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Well, the condensed we'll version, Ron.
Yeah, right. I guess I thought the station could use a little comedy, and we're trying. So that's what we're putting on.
That's what you're going to tell us about your childhood?
My childhood was, I come from English royalty, and it was just, terrible. That's about it.
English royalty that had to escape from the pogroms?
Yes. It was a very interesting route. But let me talk about our cast, which is really the meat of this whole thing. We've got 12 of the most accomplished actors in Santa Fe. Debriana Mancini, this lady sitting over here to my right, was in Crazy Heart, had a wonderful scene with Jeff Bridges, is a very accomplished actress, and we're delighted to have her with us.
I paid him to say that.
Yes, but not enough. We've got Liam Lockhart, who you know, and Annie Goodwin, and Elena Zachary, and Tom and Lori Romero, and just terrific, terrific people.
And Robin
Reed, of course, yeah. And maybe we're negotiating with her, but maybe we can have this young lady sitting here.
Wow.
Yes.
What? Who, me?
Yes, you. We're negotiating with her people. Because that night, before we do the live recording, we're going to be putting on a variety show. And each of these actors, very accomplished actors, will be doing a few minutes of whatever it is they want to do. Some will be singing, some will be reading, hopefully, very witty poetry, some will be doing sketches. And if we can get Mary Charlotte on board, we're asking her to come out and do a few minutes, and that would be terrific.
Well, you can talk to my people. There are three of them. Each of them has four legs and weighs about 18 pounds.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
and they have a one-word vocabulary.
Yeah. Woof.
That's it.
There you go.
I'll have our dog whisperer call him.
Debriana, you were in Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges.
I was.
Well, tell us about your part.
Oh, I was trying to pick up Jeff at Evangelos, which is the first and only time I've ever set foot in Evangelos in the 20-something years I've been here. But I enjoyed him a great deal. He's a lovely, lovely man. Everyone on the set was just lovely. And actually, Evangelos is, it's a nice place.
Was his part just like he was in The Big Lebowski?
I don't know. I think Jeff crafted a character that was specific for Crazy Heart.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's just a great actor. No, he's not always like a Lebowski. Yeah, he was. It was so incredible to watch him work. And when you're working with someone who's superior to you, I think they elevate everyone around you. And I think that's what he did to the entire cast and crew.
I think what was most impressive was that, first of all, she got the scene alone with Jeff Bridges. And as you know, Mary Charlotte, when they come in to shoot here in New Mexico, most of the time, all the principal roles are filled. And so the actors here, get a line or two or extras or so forth. But Debriana is so accomplished that they picked her to do this very important scene with Jeff Bridges. And I personally think that's why he won the Academy Award. I don't know what other reason it could have been.
Yes, I would agree with that. You made him look good.
Thank you.
And are you trying to continue in film? Is that one of your goals right now?
Yeah, well, it's been my career, quote unquote, for the last 20 some odd years, really. And
more film than theater?
Well, I have a pretty long theater resume in Santa Fe for, 15 years. I've produced and acted and toured and all over New Mexico in theater here, and was probably one of the first SAG actors in New Mexico, and been a member of SAG for many, many, many years. So, yeah, I've been working.
Sure. Don't tell her about the Bon Jovi video.
I just did an episode of In Plain Sight, which was my second episode there, and I work a bit. Yeah, I know, Ron.
What?
You're staring at me with
Give
Bon Jovi.
Her one line about it. Come on.
Oh, in my younger days in New York, I did I think it was Bon Jovi's, maybe his second video. I played his girlfriend on a video called Only Lonely. So you can find it on YouTube, probably.
Excellent. The real you is coming out.
My long line history. Yeah, it was before right before he really, really got famous, and everybody on the set knew he was going to be huge. We all did.
You can just tell.
Yeah, you could totally see it. It was amazing. I remember having that conversation. And the other thing I'll never forget is the person who did my makeup on that set was named Holly Wood. She
Very
was a
nice.
Funny gal. Yeah. So anyway, that's sort of, I know that you that's dragged that out of me, Ron. Right.
Do you prefer doing film or theater?
Well, each has their upsides and downsides. I love doing theater because you have a continuous line from beginning to end in an arc of a character that you do every night. And in film, you have specific moments, and it's just a much tinier place that you work in. In theater, you have to hit that back wall if it's 500-seat theater, 1,000-seat theater, and film, the audience is in your nostril, so you have to make everything you do tiny and specific. So it's a different medium, and I enjoy both of them.
And how is New Mexico's burgeoning film industry doing?
Oh, it's amazing, and we're all hoping it continues in the strength that it is at this point, because many people have gotten to work in a field that they never dreamed they could work in, whether they're crew or you know, background, or aspiring to be, you know, principals on something.
So all of this stuff that we used to talk about regularly on the Radio Cafe, which is the film crew training programs and all that stuff, they've actually worked.
Oh my gosh, yes. I know countless people who have gotten to work on films that they never even imagined they could do that kind of work. So yeah, definitely. I see it.
You know what? This is an example of government programs that do their job and then sort of, you know, don't get credited. But
yeah.
I mean, this is a Bill Richardson initiative.
Yes, it is, and I hope whoever is our new governor continues in that vein. I mean, it's helped a lot of industries, and you kind of tend to forget what film does when they come in. They're a clean industry for the most part. They come in and they offer jobs to dry cleaners and caterers, and you know, people go out to eat in restaurants, and when their films are located here and they have crew from other places, hotels. It just is a huge support to the community in a lot of ways.
Now, Michelle, do you have a long acting career behind you as well?
No, I do have a musical career behind me, but my career actually started in Starbucks by the DeVargas Mall with Ron. He auditioned me for Benchwarmers a couple of years ago. So.
I have an office there in Starbucks. Booth 3.
It looks kind of like yours here, Mary Charlotte.
Yes, I like my office here.
And so I got to play an 85-year-old woman. And in Benchwarmers, and Ron, I've been working with him ever since. So he writes specific parts for me. It's been extremely exciting. I love the theater. But really, basically, my acting experience has burgeoned in Santa Fe.
Well, Michelle has what every comedic actor or actress must have, and that is comedic timing. So when I read her, and she had that, you know, I wanted to give her an opportunity to do it on stage, and she was terrific.
She's a terrific gal.
Thanks.
Most excellent. Ron, are you doing any acting at all these days?
Only right now.
No. What are you trying to say?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't. What are you trying to say?
Okay, I'm trying to say that, is this the real me? No. I'm rather depressed person. So, but here I'm, you know, sound like a normal human being almost.
He's Mona.
Right.
I'm his alter ego.
Yes. But getting back to Seriously Funny, if we may, for a minute. I do think the combination of the variety show and the live recording is a very exceptional evening. And I think people will really have a terrific fun time if they come.
Good. Well, this sounds like great fun. So it's happening on Tuesday, the 13th of July at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Seriously Funny, 12 amazing actors, the wonderful Ron Bloomberg variety show, food, beverages, and above all, it's a benefit for KSFR.
So absolutely.
If you're planning on giving your annual or semi-annual donation, this is the time to do it and get a wonderful night of theater and fun out of it.
Right, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned that we're feeding them, which always helps. There will be also a cast party after the recording where they can mingle with the actors. Not too close, but, you know, get to know them. And
they have to go through my people first.
Your people.
Define mingle.
Yes, well, you define it, Debriana.
Mingle?
Yeah.
It's at least a 12-foot radius. In all directions, I might add.
Below.
Yeah.
But there will be audience participation, and some lucky person in the audience will actually be in the live recording of Seriously Funny.
Kind of like Bruce Springsteen. You never know, you might be Courtney Cox.
Yes.
Get pulled
and
out
on
of the
that
audience.
Note, Ron Bloomberg, Michelle Schneider, and Debriana Mancini, it's great to have you all on the Radio Cafe, and we'll see you on Tuesday of next week.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.